Welcome to the 15 question pop quiz for Tainus Daf Yud Gimel Plus. Three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which daf do we have a discussion where to insert Anenu? Whether it was between the brachas of Goel and Rofe or in Shema Kalenu? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number two, which of the learn that Enu Bracha Matzui El Bedavra Hasamui Mina Ayin? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn if one is not makabel upon himself a tainus the day before, his tainus amounts to nothing? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that a person should suffer together with a tzibur like Moshe Benu did during the Mochama with Amalek? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn about the unique qualities of Eretz Yisrael, such as that it rains there first before the rest of the world? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn that a mourner may wash in cold water if he has one shiva immediately after another? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have a question whether one says anenu with a partial tainus? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn that rain is withheld due to lashon hara and azus? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that one can test the Kadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to becoming wealthy through giving miser? That's on daf Tes. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn that the bear, the Ananiya Kavod, and the man were in the schus of Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe respectively? That's on daf Tes. Good. Number 11, which daf do we learn that people can borrow their fast, eat on that day, and repay it on a different day? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 12, which daf do we learn if one finds his learning hard like Barzel, it's because he didn't learn the Mishnayos well enough before learning the Gemara? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 13, which daf do we learn it's okay to review one's learning while traveling, but not to get involved in Iyun, or else one can become distracted? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn the difference between a Yachid and a Talmud? That's on daf Yud. Good. And number 15, which daf do we learn on a fast related to mourning, one does not wash in hot or cold water, whereas on a fast related to tanuk, one can wash in cold water? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that the blood thrown towards the kaporis is not supposed to reach it? That's on daf Nun Hei Yuma. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that one can rely on the Rav's communal Erev Tavshilin Bidiyeva? That's on daf Tezayin Beya. Good. And number three, which daf do we have Melchok is whether Yesh Lavud Be'emsa or not? That's on daf Yud Ches and Sukkah. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.